Today, Farberg with Thoughts and the Challenges of Government Playing God. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. I recently enjoyed an article by Noah Wicks of AgriPulse. It dealt with the difficulties that the European Commission is wrestling with, going so far as to delay their implementation of an anti-deforestation law. Wicks writes that the EU's executive branch is supposed to start enforcing their law on December 30th. When enacted and implemented, businesses need to prove that cattle, cocoa, coffee, palm oil, soy, and wood that they sell on the European market are not linked to deforestation. Part of the issue for those in the U.S. who want to try to do business with the EU market are the details of what this might translate into. It really isn't so much about the products not being part of any deforestation activity, it's how you show that's the case. Bulk shipments of commodities like soy, sourced from multiple locations, perhaps even in different countries, would need data not only from the countries of production, but also geolocation information for every single plot of land from all of these countries which have contributed to the shipment. For cattle, the geolocation information needs to be made available for where the cattle were born, raised, where they were fed, grazed, and harvest facilities that the meat came through. As ridiculous as this sounds, it wasn't too long ago that our own country's Securities Exchange Commission thought it would be a good idea to track greenhouse gas emissions. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.